Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Big 12 Nation. Let me make sure I let everybody know that we are live and we can call in, but obviously the silliness continues at Ohio State and intertwining that with Texas. And I'm going to say this first, man. I really don't care if Tom Herman went to a strip club. If I had a problem with Tom Herman, the only problem I would have is if the report is right that he dropped the news to Brett McMurphy. Coaches, you can't expect fans and people like me who don't like the traditional media and all the everybody else to have your back if you guys are going to be snitching on each other. And as I've said a million times, snitching doesn't mean telling that somebody's breaking into your neighbor's house or telling that somebody's committing a crime. Snitching means you and that person had a good time together, one of y'all got caught, and now the other one bails on the other one. Not cool. So let's just make sure we act like adults. So if he did spill the beans, then, you know, it's kind of what you get, Tom Herman. But even if you did spill the beans, I don't care if somebody went to a damn strip club. Like, this is not what college football is about. Like, do we know where Paul Feinbaum and Brett McMurphy went in the last 5 years, 6 years? Like I'm pretty sure if we saw all the places they went in the last 5 or 6 years, it wouldn't be that great. I'm sure if we saw all their emails in the last 5 or 6 years, it wouldn't be great. If we recorded all their phone calls, all their conversations, all the stuff they said and did when they were drunk, like, it wouldn't turn out good. So, like, you know, why is everybody just snitching on each other like that? Like, why the hell is college football turned into a damn soap opera? Like, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be exciting. It's supposed to be drama during the season. But, I mean, this is just unprofessional and just tacky where it's like, dude, shut up. Like, did y'all see the one time when they were telling us the one guy got sex toys delivered to his office? Like, now look, damn it. Now we're going too far here. I really don't give a damn about what somebody's doing in their spare time at all. If that's how you get down in your private bit, like, that's how you get down. But, I mean, just tell it to me. He had sex toys delivered to his office. Okay. I'm pretty sure you had some delivered to your house at one point in time. You don't know world to know about. And this is what else freaks me out, guys. Who is dropping all this damn information? Like, correct me if I'm wrong, ladies and gentlemen. When those people who did the shooting out in California, didn't the FBI or somebody try and get their iPhone password and get it unlocked and Apple wouldn't unlock it for them or something crazy like that. Something wouldn't get unlocked. But then when it came to, how do you say, when it came to stuff like this, it's just out in the public, like UPS, FedEx, USPS, who is doing this? Like what happened to, like, privacy and all that stuff? Like, it's just weird. And then how are we able as a country to find out some guy buying sex toys, but we can't find out when a guy's getting a grenade or a machine gun or an exotic pet like a python delivered to the house? We can find all this stupid stuff, but we can't investigate to find the stuff that actually hurts people in everyday life. We can't find that, you know. So, whatever. I don't know, guys. Let me type this in real quick. And then we'll get to Big 12 Nation. It's all quite comical. It's quite hysterical. It's quite disgusting. Let me tell everybody to call in. And you'll see this on the page later. All right. All right, guys, so now that we've gotten away from this stupidity, let's get into this week's the matchups. All right, obviously we're going out to Maryland. I'm going to tell everybody real quick, it doesn't mean a damn thing. I'm going to say this again. It doesn't mean a damn thing because Durkin is suspended and is not going to be with his team. It means nothing. Texas can still get their butt whooped. Like, this is what makes college football so great, guys, is that you got to remember it's like so unpredictable. Like, Vegas gets so mad because, like, you guys remember last year, just imagine how much money the guy who placed $5 on Appalachian State beating Michigan got. Like, we got to understand football is so ridiculously unpredictable that it doesn't even matter. So anything can go wrong. Now, if Texas does lose this game, you're going to hear people in Longhorn Nation have a freakout session on Tom Herman. I don't think anybody wants to hear anything else except 8-4, 9-3 this year. I don't even think 7-5 make it if they finish 8-5, because that means it's a game better. And he's got a little while, but I mean, within the next 3 years, people want to start seeing 9-10 win teams consistently eventually national championships. And Tom Herman's been there; he's won a national championship. It's not like he's Joe Blow, the disciple, or whatever. He's been there, so. We'll see. I'm not going to give that crazy. I think they had like a 3-touchdown favorite. I'm not going to give them that crazy of a lead. I'm going to give them a 10-point lead win to get up out of there. If they do better than that, that's good. But I'm giving them 10 points. Giving them more than 10 points, you're putting too much pressure on these kids. So 10 points, get out of College Park, Maryland. It'll be an early kick time. It'll be 12 East Coast time, but it'll be 11 a.m. our time. So, I mean, you guys literally get off work Friday night, wake up, get something to snack on, the Longhorns will be on. So, oh, and by the way, this Thursday, guys, so it's the old Big 12 Nation teams, Texas A&M gets on the field. Now, Texas Tech versus Ole Miss, I said it already if you listen to the other podcast, but I'm going with Texas Tech, man. I think they got a – I think Cliff Kingsbury knows what's at stake, and I think he knows they have to get off to a good start. They have no choice but to bring it to Ole Miss. And then I'm looking at Texas Tech to try and get out of this non-conference thing 3-0. Oklahoma State's not as tough. If they can beat – because they have Wes Grant ranked 17th, excuse me. But I honestly think that Texas Tech is going to whoop West Virginia because of the way West Virginia beat them a couple years ago. Like, don't be surprised if that Texas Tech home game when that West Virginia comes into town in late September, do not be surprised if Texas Tech absolutely obliterates West Virginia. I'm just saying, that's my upset of the year. I'm going Texas Tech over West Virginia at home. No way. And if it is a way, then West Virginia gets out there very close. So if not, I think people in Lubbock are going to be really upset. But the way they got embarrassed 2 years ago, I'm pretty sure they'll be pissed off. Now, Oklahoma State, though, let's talk about them, guys. Cowboys fans, you guys get on the field tonight. It is a party in Stillwater tonight. Every time there's football, there's good food, and there's good times up there in Stillwater. So, Oklahoma State gets on the – sorry about that. Oklahoma State gets their season kicked off today, so we'll see what happens, man. They play Missouri State tonight. It's on Fox Sports 1. I will definitely be watching. We'll see what the Cowboys can put together. Next week they got South Alabama, and then it looks like they got Boise State at home. So if that's not a neutral site, that'll be pretty awesome. Because one thing I am tired of, and a lot of people talked about that, is I'm tired of these games being held at neutral sites. I don't mind them, but to me, it's so much more fun when Ohio State plays in Norman. I don't want to see Ohio State, Oklahoma in Jerry's World. That's cool, but I'd rather see Ohio State, Oklahoma in Norman. I want to see, UCLA when they play in Norman, or if Oklahoma State plays somebody out of state, I want to see that in Stillwater. I want to see USC in Austin, which they're doing. Like these, I absolutely hate these off-campus things. It takes away so much from the atmosphere of college football, and it's an electrifying, fun sport as it is. So I really hope we keep that intact. Tomorrow morning I'll go over the rest of the league, what they're getting into week one. I really just wanted to touch up on this stupid, childish Tom Herman situation. Coaches, if you want decent people to defend you, stop snitching on each other. Hold yourself to a better standard than the childish national media and national sports media, where everybody's in the tattletale and finger point. We all have done some dirty, slime ballish, crappy things in our life that we all regret. But we all have grown out of it, and we've matured, and we try and teach the next generation to be better than us or to do good things. When you drive outside, you say, excuse me, thank you, please. And at the end of the day, it's a strip club. Like, what the hell is with this obsession when men like that get, like, I'm sorry, I'm a man, I like women. Like, what's wrong with us liking women? I don't get why every time a man likes women, or he likes to see some boobs, or he likes to see some, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand why we need to turn this into he did this or he did that. And I said this before, maybe Zach Smith was ordering those things because Courtney was at home just, excuse my language, bitching all the time and complaining and doing all type of annoying stuff, and people just got tired of it. And so he had to get him some toys anyway. And he slept with a faculty member. So whatever, man, whatever floats your boat, whatever you're doing private, do what you do. You know, I mean, do you have Tom Herman on camera banging strippers or something? Do you have him and Zach Smith in there spanking butt? Like, or did they just go into the strip club like a lot of men do because it's a place where you see naked women and sports on TV, and sometimes it's all you want to see at home, and sometimes it's the only place you can get things done outside of the office and work. When you come home, you got your kids, you got your family. If it was that easy for you to come home and your wife was naked and then you were watching football and the kids were asleep, that would be awesome. But most of the time, that's not the situation. Most of the time, it's a lot of headaches. So, whatever. These guys have long, stressful jobs. All of us have long, stressful jobs. I don't give a rat's, you know what, like the guy said on the Big 12 Nation page that they went to a strip club. So the hell what? If he didn't cheat on his wife, so what? Maybe he went with Zach Smith just because Zach Smith needed that company. But to me, it sounds like whatever was going on with Zach Smith's marriage, him stalking that lady and doing the stuff to deal with it, it just doesn't make sense. If you got to go to the strip club like that, if you got to buy sex toys, dog, she ain't the one for you to be married to. Change is going to be married to. And then all these people, all these new agenda people, some people just act like it's all about the sex. Well, I hate to break it down to you. It is all about the sex. That's exactly what it's about. If I wanted a roommate, I would get a damn roommate. I'd get a dog, or I just would split bills with a friend. But I'm with you because obviously we would be best friends and we have a child together and we're in love. But a big part of that is sex. So let's just be realistic about it. Like everybody wants to be politically correct. Yes, it is all about sex. Especially when you had a long, stressful day at work, there's nothing better than going home to the person you love and having sex. I know we're off the subject of Big 12 Nation and football like we're supposed to be talking about, but, I mean, what the heck? I never thought that in a million years a report would be published on ESPN or actual big-time college football sites where we're talking about coaches and sex toys. And all right, guys, Big 12 Nation, Oklahoma State on TV tonight. I just had to vent real quick. Sorry. This is the call-in number, 646-787-8050. I'm out, man. Big 12 Nation, peace.